with a shootout loss, but at the same time, you guys twice battled back from one goal deficits. You were, I think, shorthanded for almost six of the first 12 minutes in the first period. Can you take some little victories away from the effort tonight?
Yeah, overall, our first 40 minutes wasn't very good. Start off the game taking three penalties in the first 8 minutes. You're just behind the eight ball right away. Gave momentum. They scored off their first power play, but we do like the fact we battled back in the third period. We're playing relentless hockey. We're on the puck. We're hunting pucks down. Just too bad we didn't finish it out, but coming back from a one-goal deficit in the third period on the road is tough to do, so I guess that's one positive.
I think you've got four goals in your last four games. Is it a case now where your teammates are looking for you at the top of those face-off circles for that one-timer?
I think a little bit of it has to do with me just working my butt off to get open. I mean, I had a good meeting with my assistant coach, Patolny, this week, and he showed me some video where certain areas I have to work harder, certain areas I have to get to, and if I want to score and make a difference. So it's definitely good to contribute a little bit this week because I feel like I've been struggling a little bit lately. But overall, it's just still disappointing that we lost this team.
What can you say about Adam Wilcox tonight? He got a shutout last night, but I think was better tonight.
Yeah, no, he's always good. Wilcox. We got to do a little better job of clearing the front of the net out in front of him. We got to support him better because he's a competitor. He's a winner. He's going to bring it every night. So I feel like we have to support him better in all facets of the game in the D zone.